Think of those fleeting moments when you look out of an airplane window and realize that you are flying higher than a bird. Now think of your laptop, thinner than a brown paper envelope, or your cell phone in the palm of your hand. Take a moment or two to wonder at those marvels. You are the lucky inheritor of a dream come true. The second half of the 20th century saw a collection of geniuses, warriors, entrepreneurs, and visionaries labor to create a fabulous machine that could function as a typewriter and printing press, studio and theater, paintbrush and gallery, piano and radio, the mail as well as the mail carrier. Not only did they develop such a device, but by the turn of the millennium, they had also managed to embed it in a worldwide system accessed by billions of people every day. The networked computer is an amazing device. The first media machine that serves as the mode of production, means of distribution, site of reception, and place of praise and critique. The computer is the 21st century's culture machine. But for all the reasons there are to celebrate the computer, we must also tread with caution. This is because the networked computer has sparked a secret war between downloading and uploading, between passive consumption and active creation, whose outcome will shape our collective future in ways we can only begin to imagine. I call it a secret war for two reasons. First, most people do not realize that there are strong commercial agendas at work to keep them in passive consumption mode. Second, the majority of people who use networked computers to upload are not even aware of the significance of what they are doing. All animals download, but only a few upload. Beavers build dams and birds make nests. Yet for the most part, the animal kingdom moves through the world downloading. Humans are unique in their capacity to not only make tools, but then turn around and use them to create superfluous material goods, paintings, sculpture, and architecture, and superfluous experiences, music, literature, religion, and philosophy. Of course, it is precisely these superfluous things that define human culture and ultimately what it is to be human. Downloading and consuming culture requires great skills, but failing to move beyond downloading is to strip oneself of a defining constituent of humanity. For all the possibilities of our new culture machines, most people are still stuck in download mode. Even after the advent of widespread social media, a pyramid of production remains, with a small number of people uploading material, a slightly larger group commenting on or modifying that content, and a huge percentage remaining content to just consume. One reason for the persistence of this pyramid of production is that for the past half century, much of the world's media culture has been defined by a single medium, television. And television is defined by downloading. Television is a one-way tap flowing into our homes. The hardest task that television asks of anyone is to turn the power off after he has turned it on. The networked computer offers the first chance in 50 years to reverse the flow, to encourage thoughtful downloading and, even more importantly, meaningful uploading. What counts as meaningful uploading? My definition revolves around the concept of stickiness, creations and experiences to which others adhere.